Hey everybody, it's Mike from Forward Observer and Gray Zone Activity. Look who came down to Texas and joined us.
Hey everybody.
All right, we got Dustin here. And last night we went hog hunting with a group of friends. It was a great time. I have five reasons why you should do something like this. Hog hunting or doing hood rat stuff with your friends or whatever you end up doing. Five reasons why you should do that to develop tribe. So, number one, it's good exercise. So we went out walking. I don't know, maybe a few miles we walked in total, maybe, last night. It rained most of yesterday, and it was muddy. Like, almost kind of felt like not going out.
Yeah, it was definitely slip and slide moments for portions of the walk, nature walk.
Yeah, and I tell you, I wear these Salomon XA Forces mids with they're Gore-Tex, which are my feet were dry most of the night, but there's a couple times where we stepped in like 4 or 5 inches of water.
Or up to your knees in some cases. It was
there's a few large puddles out there for sure. All right, so reason number one is exercise. It builds character, especially when conditions are less than optimal and you still go out and everyone just kind of trudges through it, you know, and it's like, it's fun, but it was not ideal.
Yeah, you're all doing it together too, which is, you know, it beats the heck out of just walking around in the dark by yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Troy and I did that last night too. All right, number two is situational awareness. So you're hunting at night, we're all running nods, and that's kind of a different world because your field of view is limited, and you're walking through pasture, but still there's rough terrain, there's, you know, branches and mud puddles and water puddles. So another thing is you have to be aware of your surroundings and also what kind of noises that you are making as you are moving out, right? So we're going through it, we're scanning these fields with thermal, with FLIR, trying to find these hogs, trying to differentiate cows from hogs. You know what? You can't shoot the cows. And then you find a sounder of them and you walk in. What kind of noises are you making? And then, you know, luckily, we got a former infantry guy, actually a real super squared away guy who kind of runs this stuff. He's kind of the team daddy or the...
Yeah, yeah, that's what we were calling him, team daddy last night. You know? I needed batteries and nods and some snacks and every, you know, but you're absolutely right about walking through the woods and or through an open field and being aware. It's like, you know, just simply knowing if there's a giant hole in the ground in front of you is sometimes difficult to ascertain, especially under night vision. And so being able to switch back and forth and knowing when it's appropriate to be under nods too is definitely beneficial. It's like some guys like to run two eyes or one eye. If I'm out walking around, I like the binocular personally better. I think it's easier to maintain situational awareness in like a patrol style movement like we were doing essentially last night. I mean, I don't think anybody meant to, but we wound up in like a V, like a wedge formation.
Right, we did. Yeah, and on that topic too, knowing where your other shooters are and, you know, making sure you're not all bunched up. So, you know, what happens is the third thing is communication, right? So, okay, you find a hog or a handful of hogs or a pack or a sounder, and you know, one thing that Homer's really great at doing is getting everybody online, making sure everybody knows what the drill is. You find them, get online, you walk into them, and you know, and then you wait. Typically a newer guy takes the first shot, and then you all just open up. But you got to know where all those shooters are, and so communication.
Yeah, and so the way you accomplish that, you know, on the ground is everybody's walking generally in the same direction, but then one guy, the kind of leader of the group, Homer in this instance, is running up and down the line, making sure everybody knows exactly where to be, when to be there. You know, hey, you guys are going to take the group on the left, you're going to take the group in the middle, and so on and so forth. And so having that clear, concise communication in a way that everybody can easily understand is critically important. I mean, we're all walking around with firearms in the dark when it just inches of mud.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, especially because when you open up on a pack, you know, we're all shooting suppressed. So they don't, those pigs don't know, a lot of times they don't know exactly where those sounds are coming from. And I mean, it's like, they just like explode. They omnidirectional, right? And they're just like hauling ass. And so the problem is, you know, you have run, almost always they'll run towards a wood line somewhere. Well, if you're hunting in a field that's surrounded by wood line, you know, they're going left, they're going right. And so, you know, if you're opening up on these dudes trying to follow and you, you know, you kind of got to your left or right, like it can get, I mean, obviously it can get real bad in a hurry.
Yeah.
If you're not aware. So that's another big, you know, just situational awareness. This stuff really builds situational awareness, especially for new guys that maybe they're not prior service. Maybe they're not accustomed to hunting, especially not hunting in a pack.
Yeah.
Which is essentially an ambush. Yeah. So communication is key. Making sure everyone knows what the plan is. You know, you stay in your lane, right? You have your field of fire. Mm-hmm. And don't cross into someone else. Gear. Dude, this is probably like my number one lesson getting out and doing this. Because you find out what works, what doesn't work, things that you thought were important, you never use, things that you didn't think were that important, didn't think of. You get halfway out there and you're like, man, I sure wish I had this.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Write that down and get that squared away for next time.
Or you get halfway out and you're like, man, I can't believe I'm carrying this heavy piece of something that I wound up not needing or even considering ever using the whole trip. It's kind of like a fine line you have to balance between the, you know, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Mm. And so, but the way you determine those things is by getting out and going and doing stuff. You have to practice. You have to A-B test everything you're doing to find out, exactly like Mike's saying, what's going to work, what's not going to work. I think there's definitely some lessons learned from last night. I got to go nod shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get out and run your stuff. And, you know, luckily, you know, I've been really lucky because Homer squared me away on a lot of stuff because they've been doing this a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get out here, and like, the first time I'm bumming gear, you know, like, I don't have, you know, half the stuff that I need. And you know, luckily, there's a great group of guys, and they're like, oh, you know, we got extra this, extra that, here you go. And, yeah, you make a shopping list.
Yeah. Yeah, it works. I mean, it definitely helps to have a group of people, you know, that can bring you into the fold and help educate you and school you up on gear. Like, you know, I was in the Army for 10 years. I don't know how long you were, a long time, but at the same time, like, that doesn't make us necessarily experts at all this gear and stuff. Like, coming from the special operations community, we had a lot of nice stuff, but they didn't sit there and explain to us, you know, how each component of the device worked so that, you know, in a field environment you could repair it. It was like, no, we just go get a new one. But obviously in the civilian world, that's not realistic.
Right.
You don't have that DOD budget.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I was an intel guy, so I wasn't kicking down doors. Like, you know, all this stuff was really foreign to me when I first got started. But that's why it's so great having a former infantry guy with service in Afghanistan, because, you know, the transfer of knowledge is really accelerated when you have guys like that. And then number five, getting out and breaking bread with your homies. It builds trust because you figure out very, very fast. Like, okay, I'm not worried about this guy, right? This guy has a lethal weapon 5 or 10 feet from me, and I trust him that he's not going to shoot me in the back by accident. We've been out here other times, not last night, but other times, it's like, I'm never going hunting with this dude again. Like, I will never be in the same field with this guy. But, I mean, we didn't have that problem last night, but,
yeah,
you know, getting out and you build camaraderie. I said esprit de corps, you know, a good Army term.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what it is. One of the things that we would do in my career was go out with our partner forces, you know, because that's the fastest way to build a team. Is you're going to go through some sucky physical event together where everybody's sweaty and miserable, but, you know, you're all in it together, and then you're going to go get some beers afterwards or some burgers or whatever the case may be. And that team building and bonding experience and shared camaraderie that you build through those things, there's nothing that replaces it. There's no app on your phone. There's no chat room online. There's no forum. You know, like, I'm on truck forums all the time, but that doesn't replace getting out and spending time with your friends, with your peers, with new folks, and building those relationships that will matter going forward. Like, as this, I think the overall theme is kind of like what's the importance of this in a SHTF environment or a low intensity conflict environment, these relationships are absolutely critical. And we've kind of lost the focus on that as a society. So like, I had a great time, and I strongly recommend, if you guys have never been hog hunting, go do it. Find a group, go with them. Even if you don't have all the gear, bum gear, whatever you got to do, be smart, learn, listen, ask questions, take advantage of the knowledge around you, and learn new skills and abilities so you can be value added to your community and your own network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something we were talking about earlier this morning. Is there's a big focus on individual preparedness. Like, okay, I got my guns and ammo, and I got my food and water, and my solar panels, and you know, whatever. And our message basically is, that's great. Find one or two like-minded people and start building some like level of kind of what I would call operational preparedness, mm-hmm. right? So it's not just you. Find a neighbor and get him squared away. Okay, now you got two people. Find two or three or five other dudes. Okay, great. Now you're up to, you know, keep going. Now you're up to 5 or 10 guys. And I mean, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you know, like those are 5 or 10 dudes that I know. They're competent. They're squared away. I know their gear works. We all are on the same gear. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in the Army, you spend so much time with your section or your squad, or, you know, you form really tight bonds and you build a level of trust. You can't build that level of trust without going through some adversity. So yeah, hog hunting is great. It doesn't have to be hog hunting. It can be whatever. Go take a swiftwater rescue class. You know, if you live in areas with flash flooding, go take an SUT course, you know, get off the square range, yeah. and, you know, go through some adversity, because that's really what builds teamwork and builds trust. And man, that is what we need this decade. I don't want, you know, I'd rather have, you know, 5 or 10 dudes who are squared away and maybe they're not as prepared as they should be than 5 or 10 people who are individually prepared. They've never worked together. They haven't built these bonds. And, you know, they focused on gear.
Yeah.
You know, what's that saying? Knowledge makes up for lack of gear or something like that. What's it saying?
I'm not familiar.
And it weighs nothing. Yeah. Knowledge trumps gear.
Yeah.
Right. The more knowledge you have, the less gear you will actually need. I mean, it doesn't mean you don't need any gear, but.
But at the same time, you learn how to adapt and improvise and boil things down to really what matters. But being able to develop and figure that stuff out is way easier when you have a team of people that you can bounce ideas off of, bounce, you know, equipment recommendations or whatever, rather than just going it alone, trying to be the one-man wolf pack. Like, it's a nice idea in video game world, and that's about it. So it's a great experience, man. You're definitely getting out and being involved, going and doing things, new experiences, things where you can take a group of people. I mean, this can extend not only your personal group of friends, but even coworkers and people at work who you want to build relationships with. If you're in a metropolitan area, there's usually some sort of, you know, adversity struggle you can sign up for with a team of people and build those relationships, put your heads together, and really strengthen your position in the world rather than just being constantly divided and pushed apart. I don't know, rant complete, I guess.
Well, thanks everyone for watching. It's been great having Dustin down here. Maybe he can come back in the fall, and we'll do this again. Have some more takeaways from you. So head over to FordObserver.com. Catch we're doing a daily show now called the Daily Essay. If you haven't seen it, daily intel brief, and www.grayzoneactivity.com. We have some courses coming up. We just added courses in Las Vegas. We'll be in Houston, Pennsylvania, going back to Salt Lake City. We got some surveillance courses coming up as well, and surveillance detection courses as well. So, all right, thanks for watching. Till next time, be well and stay out front.